Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications Coaching and Consulting. Our next guest is finishing up his first year as the president and CEO of the Midwest Independent Retailers Association and the Midwest Independent Retailers Foundation. Bill Wild has years of experience in both the private and public sector, and he's joining us now here on It's Your Community. Bill, how are you?
Hey, Vanessa, I'm doing great. And boy, I can't believe it's been almost 1 year already.
I know, went by so fast. So looking back at your, year as the president and CEO of the Midwest Independent Retailers Association and their foundation, how would you describe 2023?
You know, when I look back at the year, first of all, there was a lot to learn. But at the end of the day, I think that it's been a year of change. We've had some new staff join us, but it's been a year of progress too. So we just recently wrapped up our final Board of Governors meeting for the year, and we highlighted, some of our successes. And I think overall, it was a successful year. And I'm enjoying the job. I'm enjoying all the people that I meet, and I'm really looking forward to 2024.
So what are some of the successes that you can point to in the past year?
Well, like I said in the beginning, there was a lot of learning curve. I came into, the association has been around for 110 years. So there's a lot of history. And, there were a lot of employees that had been with the organization for a while. So I had to learn how to run a trade association on a day-to-day basis. But looking back at the year, the things that I'm probably most proud of, when I first came in, I know that one of the things that people look to MIRA for more than anything else, we offer lots of great things, and we'll talk about some of that, but it's the government relations. We are truly the voice of independence in the state capitals. And when I came in, I realized that was one of the areas that we really needed to address, and we were able to hire a veteran from Lansing with 20 years experience. His name is Jerry Griffin, and he stepped right in, and he's working with our lobbyists here in Michigan and Ohio and Illinois, and he's just really brought a lot of stability to that department. So I'm really proud of the progress we made there. I think we've made a conscious effort to try to improve all of our events that we do. We really kind of try to take those to the next level. Publications. We do a lot of publications, and I really feel like we've come a long way on, MIRA's official magazine, which goes out bi-monthly. It's called The Bottom Line, and I think it's much more improved. We really jumped into the deep end on social media, and we're really pleased with how that's starting to grow in our newsletters that are starting to really get traction. So all in all, it's been a good year. We've had some new staff. Jerry joined us in the government relations department, but we also brought on Terry Packer. He heads up our marketing and business development. And we promoted two employees of MIRA to more positions of more responsibility. And that's Kelly Petty. She's our director of events and member engagement. And then Mary Ann Yono. She's the voice of MIRA when you call the office. She's been here the longest. She's our director of business relations. So all in all, I think it's been a very successful first year.
Yeah, that's great. So what are some of your goals for 2024? You mentioned that you guys wrapped up your last Board of Governors meeting. What are some of the goals that you guys are all looking at for 2024?
You know, I spent the first year really getting our staff and working on our systems and getting everybody working efficiently. And I feel like we've really accomplished that. So now I think that the association over the next year or two is really in a position to focus on increasing membership. We're going to be having a strategic planning session in the early part of the year that we're going to be talking about perhaps moving beyond our current membership base, which is, independent retailers in the food, beverage, and petroleum industries, and maybe opening that up to additional independent retailers as well. So we're going to also continue to build out our business programs. Why government relations is probably the best reason to join MIRA. But at the end of the day, I want to have value in your membership. And we're really going to be working on bringing more business programs to help our members improve their bottom line. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I think would really serve our current membership well. But also, as we try to increase membership, I think that's going to be an added benefit to membership.
And Bill, one of the things that I notice in associations too is that you also get to collaborate and connect and communicate, which we talk a lot about here on It's Your Community, with people in the industry. So you share ideas and challenges and solutions. Can you speak to that, the value of, you know, meeting other members within the industry?
You know, that's one part that I've really enjoyed. I mean, why we represent the independent retailers. Our membership base actually includes the suppliers and the vendors to the food, beverage, and petroleum industry. So I've really been pleased with, we've got a lot of very influential people within those industries, not only as members of MIRA, but also serving on our board of governors. I was kind of a little bit surprised about how much the government relations, that really plays into the day-to-day stuff. Our independence are every day under attack by the big boxes that are much more influential. So there's still politics involved here. And with my background in politics, that's been it's one of the things that I enjoy doing here as well.
Yeah, you come with a unique background because you have both private and public sector backgrounds. You owned your own business, you worked in government, so you can share different perspectives with the members from your experience.
Yeah, and that's been beneficial with the association. I feel like every position that I've held prior to being the president CEO here has prepared me for this position. And I fall back a lot on my organizational skills and mm-hmm. operational skills that I learned as being the mayor of the city of Westland, mm-hmm. but also those small businessmen skills that I learned, because a lot of our independent retailers are in similar situations that I was in when I was a business owner. And I was always involved with state associations in the business world. So I had some comfort level with associations, and I always saw the value. So all of that helps me as I continue to move MIRA forward.
We're talking with Bill Wild today here on It's Your Community. He's the president and CEO of the Midwest Independent Retailers Association and their foundation. You know, what were some of the things that surprised you, Bill, about the position, the association? Were there some things that really surprised you?
You know, the thing that surprised me is with government relations, we spend a lot of time on liquor, and that's a Michigan-centric issue. We don't spend quite as much time talking about liquor in our other states, but in Michigan, as far as legislative go, that really eats up a lot of our bandwidth. But at the end of the day, I got to be honest with you, serving as mayor of a city like Westland, I don't think anything surprises me anymore. And
yeah.
That's what I like about the job, because like being the mayor, every day is different, and we're working every day to take care of our members. So there's egos involved, and I know that would be hard for you to believe, but so we have a big board. I've got, over 20 members in our board of governors from all different industries, from all different states. So that's something that I have to be careful how I navigate that, because there's a lot of different personalities and priorities that we have to keep everybody focused on what's best for the association.
Yeah, that makes sense. How would you like to see, on that note, because you're dealing with so many different backgrounds and perspectives, Bill Wild, how would you like to see the members more engaged with MIRA moving forward?
You know, the thing that I work on the most is trying to figure out how to get our members to utilize all the benefits that come with their membership. Mm. We have lots of, besides the government relations stuff we talked about, that's going to come. We're going to take care of that business no matter what. But there are tons of rebates and discounts and We really offer a lot of things that you know, just being part of one of our programs, one rebate program or one discount program, would more than cover your annual membership fee. And so we spend a lot of time trying to educate our members on getting involved with these programs, because a lot of times they're leaving money on the table. So we encourage all of our members to fully engage. If you're not sure what your benefits are, I mean, you can look on the MIRA website, but call our office. And that's what Mary Ann does every single day as our Director of Business Relations. She is engaging with our membership and trying to get them to fully utilize all the benefits that come with their membership.
That's great. And speaking of the government relations side and the work Jerry Griffin's doing, what are some of the legislative issues that members should be paying attention to as we move into 2024?
Well, I would say that in both Michigan and Ohio, that our members should be very closely watching what the states are going to do with tobacco. The Michael Bloomberg organization has really been pushing state level. Originally, it was at the local level, but a lot of times it's bubbling up to the state level, and they're working countrywide trying to lower the smoking numbers. And so I would really encourage our members to really keep track of what's happening with tobacco and in both Michigan and Ohio, because a lot of our retailers, they're heavily dependent on those tobacco sales. I would also encourage our members in Michigan to also just keep track of what's happening with liquor. There's always been the big boxes are getting more and more involved, and they carry a lot of clout. So bills are being changed as far as delivery goes, and we want to make sure that our members aren't blindsided. So we're on top of all of that. And then as we move into the new year, I think you're going to see MIRA take a leadership position tackling the decades-old bottle bill in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So that's an issue that I think you're going to hear a lot more about after the first of the year.
You know, Bill, you touched upon your experience as mayor and your experience in the private and public sector, but what has helped you the most in your years of experience, both in public and private sector, that you have been able to bring to the role as president and CEO of an association?
I think relationships. You know, the relationships that I made in both the business world and in the political world have really helped me. And MIRA is looked at as a leader in the industries of food, beverage, and petroleum in the retail sector. So MIRA is, we changed our name a few years ago. We used to be called AFPD. So I'm really starting to try to make sure all of the relationships that I brought to the table really understand, now that I'm with MIRA, what MIRA is and some of the issues facing us. So relationships are big. Those small business skills that I learned, they help me in the office as we make sure that we're being financially sound with our dues and working with the foundation. And then my past history being part of state associations, I think has given me an understanding of exactly how they work and how they intermingle with the political system as well.
Any other changes that you might be seeing for the association and the industry in 2024?
Well, we've got plenty of changes coming here at MIRA for our members. First of all, we're going to start off the year. February 3rd is going to be our big annual gala event. It's a black tie event that's eagerly awaited every year. It'll be at Shenandoah Country Club in West Bloomfield. Our theme this year will be Casino Royale, and we'll be sending out invites to our members here shortly. But beyond that, our members can expect a newly launched, fully interactive, membership-driven website, which will come online in the first quarter of 2024, which will allow all of our members now to do business with MIRA 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And also, they can actually, will be able to go into the website, take a look at their membership, make sure they're fully utilizing it, look at the rebates, look at the discounts, so they can actually manage their account now from home. We're going to continue to improve the bottom line. magazine, but we're also going to continue to create programs that are going to allow our businesses to improve their bottom line. You're going to hear us talking a lot more about the bottle bill that I mentioned earlier, and we're going to bring in some new events in 2024 that are going to be more membership driven. We're going to try to give back to our members. We're going to have some fun mirror nights at the Tigers game, where all of our retailers are going to be invited to come out and, you know, bring their employees, bring their family members, mingle with other Mira employee or Mira staff and members, but also to rub elbows with some of the industry leaders. We're going to do the same thing down in Ohio at a Cleveland Guardians game. And Vanessa, we've got one last event I want to talk about. It's going to be called the Mira Regional Roadshow. And this is going to be an after hours event. We're going to do our first one in March in Cleveland. We're going to do one later in the year in Michigan, but this is going to be more of an after work event where you can come out. Mira will lock in a local banquet hall or hotel, and you're going to be able to come in and actually learn more about all of our best programs, our most popular programs, and the programs that we're offering that can save your business the most money. So it's going to be kind of a, let's call it a mini trade show, but it's going to be a fun night where you can actually get some face-to-face time with the people that can really make a difference in the way that you operate your business and the profitability as well.
That sounds like a really cool networking opportunity, and that's great. I love that. Bill, let's talk to our listeners a little bit about the foundation too. You not only an association, but you have a foundation. So tell us a little bit about that and the work that you do in terms of scholarships.
Yeah. So the Midwest Independent Retailers Foundation was created as the philanthropic arm of the association. And we raise money every year, and we do a great scholarship lunch, and we do it down at the DAC in Detroit. And we give scholarships to our members, families, members, their youth, employees of members, and even customers of members. And it's a way that we can give back and try to show the importance of education. We try to use this as a way that we can kind of promote the food, beverage, and petroleum industry to, you know, the next generation. And we also do a very popular event, Thanksgiving. We do an annual turkey drive where the foundation raises money. We work with our grocery stores, and we put turkeys on the tables of families that need a little bit extra help at that time of the year, all throughout Michigan and Ohio. And it's something that we've been doing for years, and it's something that we love to do. There'll be more things in the foundation. That's one of the areas that I really think that we can do more. We're already talking about maybe doing a food drive to maybe help stock some of our local food pantries. And we're always going to be looking to partner with other organizations that are doing philanthropic things, because we believe in good partnerships. And so I'm always looking for folks that want to partner with the foundation as well.
And so for people listening, because we are big on collaborating and connecting, and what would you say to people who may want to collaborate with you on the foundation? You know, what would that look like? Would they help raise more money for the scholarships or the turkey drive? What are you thinking?
Well, I think it starts off with the conversation about what are their organizations doing and what are we doing? See if there's some synergies there. See if perhaps, you know, maybe what they're doing is something that we want to support, but at the end of the day, maybe what we're doing helps support, you know, their mission as well. So I'm always looking for collaborations that are good for both organizations. And, you know, we've been around for a long time, so we're very well respected in the foundation space. So we're always looking for people that are doing good things that we can partner with.
We've been talking with Bill Wild today here. He's the president and CEO of the Midwest Independent Retailers Association, as well as the Midwest Independent Retailers Foundation, which we're talking about right now is raising money for charitable causes and the way they collaborate to help the community. They have right now a scholarship program and a turkey drive. Bill, what else do you want to share with our listeners here on your community? What else do you want them to know?
Well, I just want to continue to encourage people to shop local. You know who the independents are in your cities, and you know they don't have the big budgets like some of the big box stores and some of the the warehouse stores. So it's important that we, we support our independents, and it doesn't matter what industry they're in. We talk about food, beverage, and petroleum, but, whether any of it's, in your hometown, whether it's a dry cleaner, maybe it's a restaurant, maybe it's a hair salon or hardware store, look at those independents. They're the folks that are paying local taxes, and local taxes are what make our communities prosper. They help pay for, police and fire in your community. They help, support the parks and keep the roads clean and fixed. So we encourage everybody, obviously want you to, shop with MIRA members, but at the end of the day, if you're supporting independents, that's the most important thing. And if you're talking to somebody that's an independent retailer, encourage them to reach out to MIRA, because as we move into 2024, it's really going to make business sense for all small businesses to take a look at MIRA, because I think that we could help all of them improve their bottom lines.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for being with us. Do you want to give out any information, any way people could reach you or the association?
Yeah. If you'd like to learn more about MIRA, you can visit our website, which is www.miramw.org. Our office is located in West Bloomfield. We're at 5779 West Maple Road. And you can call the office at any time at 248-671-9600. And we're here to serve.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for being with us here in your community.
Thanks, Vanessa. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too. As a communications specialist and a content writer and coach, I write columns in MIRA's Bottom Line. And so I wanted to share this Communicate It, Market It piece in the January-February issue of the Bottom Line. And I wrote the Communicate part of it. So here it goes. How you communicate determines how you lead. How you communicate often determines how you lead your organization. As a communications coach who focuses on leadership, there are valuable tips and insights for food retailers looking to enhance communication skills and leadership effectiveness in the industry that ultimately improves the bottom line and increases employee retention. When you own a business, you are leading, even if you are the only employee. So, you have to have a clear communication strategy. Develop clear and concise communication strategies that align with the company's goals and values. You have to have effective team communication. Leaders could benefit from emphasizing the importance of open and transparent communication within the teams. You really should have a crisis communication training plan. Prepare for potential crises by developing a crisis communication plan. Leaders could benefit from training to communicate effectively during challenging times. Customer engagement. Store owners lead by teaching staff how to engage with customers through various channels, including social media, to build a positive brand image. Employee engagement. Foster a culture of engagement and collaboration with the organization. Storytelling techniques. Train leaders to use storytelling techniques to make messages more compelling and memorable, especially when speaking to team members. Adaptability and flexibility. Emphasize the need for leaders to be adaptable and flexible in their communication styles. Technology and integration. Stay updated on communication technologies relevant to the food retail industry. Cross-functional collaboration. Promote collaboration and communication between different departments within the organization. And we're big proponents on connecting, communicating, and collaborating here on It's Your Community. It's a great effective tool to build relationships. Brand messaging consistency. Ensure consistency in brand messaging across all communication channels. Ethical communication. Emphasize the importance of ethical communication practices, especially in a sensitive industry like food retail. Continuous improvement. Encourage staff to seek feedback on their communication style and continuously work on improving it. Business owners can take a coach approach to the way they communicate and train employees by having question-guided conversations. These team-building sessions can be designed to address evolving communication needs. These are just some communication tips regarding leadership in the workforce. Now, this was tied to the food retail industry, but this can be adapted to any organization. Again, this article can be read in MIRA's Bottom Line at www.miramw.org. www.miramw.org. If you have any questions or comments or topics you want me to get to, you can reach me, Vanessa Denha, by going to epiphanycommunications.com. You can message me there. You can find me on any of my social media platforms. You can private message me on LinkedIn or Instagram, Epiphany Communications on Facebook. And you can also find me on X, formerly known as Twitter. As always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.